There's a sort of surprise to it, Phil, and I don't know, in some ways there isn't a surprise. Let's just put the story into context. He signed for Derby 4 years ago from Tranmere, signed by Paul Jewell. He's had all sorts of injury problems in his time at Derby, but this season in particular really has shown his goal-scoring form. As we know, he's got 12 goals. We'll hear one of those goals in just a moment. There was always this doubt about his fitness, so they were always slightly cautious about how long a contract should we give him? So they gave him the option of this extra year's contract for next year. He scored 12 goals last season, so Derby thought, right, okay, we'll offer him a 2 year extension to that contract. When they made the offer, they were then possibly surprised that Stephen Davis said no, that actually he turned the contract down, and citing family reasons. So yes, it's something of a surprise, but there's always just been this slight doubt there. But clearly for Derby, this is a major blow because, as we know, last season, as you said, he was joint leading goal scorer, 12 goals, including this corker at Leeds.
Hendrick's been allowed to run here and then tees up Stephen Davis inside the box's substitute, twisting and teasing, trying to get his shot away, can't do so. Hendrick eventually does shoot, blocked, and then Stephen Davis scores a second for Derby. 21 minutes gone, second half. Listen to the Derby supporters who go absolutely berserk.
So I suppose two things for Nigel Clough to think about now, Gibbo, which is first, what sort of money can you expect for the player? And two, who's going to be the replacement?
Yes, two interesting questions. I would have thought Derby would be looking to accept, I guess, nothing less than £1 million. They paid about 450 for him plus add-ons when he joined from Tranmere. But I would have thought, as Nigel Clough has said, if we have to take money for Stephen Davis going, and possibly if we have to accept money for Jason Shackle going, he's got what he calls replacements in mind, replacements ready. But clearly, I think Derby supporters this morning will be waking up and thinking, hang on, there's a possibility of losing one of the main centre halves, and now we could be losing the joint leading goal scorer. I think they might be right to say, what's going on? But Derby say, if these players go, and they stress again, they don't have to sell players. But if players do go, that they will be replaced. And Nigel Clough, in an interview you'll be able to hear in Sport from 6 tonight, will be saying, look, if these players do go, I do have replacements in mind.